We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chaplain of the Park Ridge Police Department is going to be honored today. What's the reason for this honor for Matt Hoffman, the pastor of St. Andrew's Lutheran Church and school? He gave the gift of life. What does this look like in this particular case? Donating 60% of his liver to Ellen Totten, the mother of a student in the St. Andrews preschool who was diagnosed with liver cancer. She needed a live liver donor. Hoffman said there were many volunteers, but he was the closest match. I happened to be the one that matched. That worked out. There were so many people who were willing to do exactly what I did. I felt good about it from the start. Actually, my wife didn't take long to be convinced. She just said it was hard to think about. Both Hoffman and Totten are on the mend, doing well. And these families have developed a close bond during the donation process. Today, the Park Ridge City Council is going to honor Mr. Hoffman for what he has done, giving 60% of his liver to the mother of a student. Pretty cool, don't you think? We also have this. The Trump administration honoring a cleric who hid 262 Christians during a terror attack. There's something unique about this, which I will get to. This cleric is 83 years old. He's from Nigeria. He saved hundreds of Christians in 2018 when he hid them in his home during a terrorist attack. His name is Abu Bakar Abdul Lahai. Honored at an award ceremony in for his actions June 23rd, 2018. When ethnic herdsmen, who were predominantly Muslim, launched coordinated attacks on 10 villages, killing hundreds of farmers, who were mostly Christian. As this guy was finishing his midday prayers, he and his congregation heard gunshots, went outside to see members of the town's Christian community fleeing. Instinctively, he ushered 262 Christians into his place of worship and his home next to the mosque. This man then went outside to confront the gunmen, and he refused to allow them to enter, pleading with him to allow the Christians inside to stay alive, even offering to sacrifice his life for theirs. The gunmen killed 84 people in the village that day, but there's no doubt this man saved the lives of hundreds. International Religious Freedom Ambassador Sam Brownback said at this event, he gave refuge to his Christian neighbors, sheltering 262 Christians, then stood outside the doors confronting the Muslim attackers, pleading with them to spare the lives of the Christians inside, even offering to exchange his own life for theirs. His actions bear witness to true courage, true selflessness, and true brotherly love. There's something really significant about this that I left out, an important detail. I wanted to save it for last. Would you believe this is a Muslim cleric? He hid many of these Christians in a mosque. Pretty extraordinary, don't you think? I thought this story was especially praiseworthy because there are so many stories that we've seen connected to terrorism and Muslims. that I thought this really deserves special attention. Here is a man who put his own life on the line. What did Jesus say about greater love? Remember that? He laid down his life. No greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. Pretty extraordinary, don't you think? The media is full of all kinds of stories about alleged abuses at the border. And there are all kinds of complaints about the president's management of this immigration issue. But there's a pretty interesting story in National Review about how this crisis at the border has been handled. You remember all of the propaganda, and I do say propaganda. It was a sad story. Do you remember Oscar Alberto Martinez and his 23-month-old daughter? Remember they drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande from Mexico into Texas? And that was a sad story. But you and I know the mainstream news media used this as an opportunity for exploitation. That's what it was. But there's an important story that needs to be understood despite the optics of this particular sad event. In the president's first 2 years, border deaths have actually declined. Yes, that is declined. Below what happened during the Obama administration. Several Democratic presidential candidates tweeted their outrage. Kamala Harris tweeted, Trump says, go back to where you came from. That is inhumane. Children are dying. This is a stain on our moral conscience. Beto O'Rourke, Trump is responsible for these deaths. Cory Booker, these are the consequences of Donald Trump's inhumane and immoral immigration policy. Didn't bother to go into the real truth of the matter. They didn't dare say this about dear leader Barack Obama, did they? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. These circumstances have certainly been there for years, if they would only look for them. Joe Biden tweeting about the tragic photo. The image is gut-wrenching. The cruelty we're seeing at our border is unconscionable. History will judge how we respond to the Trump administration's treatment of immigrant families. Yeah. We can't be silent. This isn't who we are. This is not America. We're going to tell you about the real truth of what's happening at our border. In fact, Mr. Biden, if he examined himself and his own administration with Barack Obama, he would probably shut up, which he needs to now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program on the text line. someone who definitely appreciates the story that I shared about the Muslim cleric saving the lives of Christians. Humbling. The anti-Islam crap from the right gets annoying. I have a few close Muslim friends, and they are portrayed so negatively in the media. It's sad. Welder friend here, can you please tell me, when did Kamala Harris become a black woman? When Joe Biden swore her in as an Indian? Immigrant families, wow. Vince, please answer this if you can. How do these politicians and bleeding hearts justify wanting to take care of those crossing the border? And there are issues, homeless, low-income housing, growing dependent society they are fostering in their home areas they seem to not care about. Well, you know the answer to this question. It's all about politics, is it not? It's building that future constituency. See, they don't even care about, for instance, they try to make themselves the party of black people. They don't care about black people. What they care about is their votes. And in fact, they've already moved on because they assume they're going to continue to get them. They want these future voters. That's what they're after now. That will cement a governing majority for the future. That's what this is all about. We were talking about the reality of border crossing deaths and the fact that in the first 2 years of the Trump administration, border crossing deaths are actually down. This is according to data from the United States Border Patrol. During the 2017-2018 fiscal years, averaging 291 per year, down from 372 during the Obama-Biden administration, 382 under Bush. Quite interesting, wouldn't you say? But the facts really don't matter. Never let the facts stand in the way of a good story. That's how this works. What else do we have? How about an example of courage, which we will get to next? You've seen this nonsense of people who are male but identifying as female competing in sports. Well, one girl has decided to fight back. We'll talk about her in just a bit. First, a call from George in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Vince, you know, every day gets worse and worse regarding this border mess. But, you know, 6 months ago, all the left-wing hardcore media was screaming with these four, especially wacko Democrats, that the four gang of whatever you call them, nuts, are screaming that it was manufactured crisis. There was nothing going on down there, and Trump was just making all this up. So now that they get down there and see this mess that's been going on for a year, 2 years, or 3 years, whatever, now they're blaming him for everything that's wrong down there that's not being done, even though all those so-called cages or pens or whatever they call them, which is, you know, not a good name. But anyway, those were there, most of them, before Trump ever took office. They were already down there. And now that the million more per, or 500,000 more per month is coming in than when Obama was there, because with all these so-called, we welcome everybody by Pelosi and all of them, that's what's causing the border crisis. The other thing is, I can't understand why, and I hope Mitch McConnell is absolutely defeated in this next election. He is about as useless as tea on a bull. But anyway, it's just ridiculous that the Republicans are not standing on the steps of the White House screaming about all of the mess that's going on and created day by these Democrats, which they've done nothing for the country. And, of course, neither has Mitch McConnell tried to do nothing, because he's absolutely anti-Trump. He just don't expound, you know, as much. But it's just ridiculous what this country, not the world, but this country is coming to. And I watched that Mark Levin last night, and it's just unreal what we're going to be faced with. And if a Democrat gets in the House and they control that Senate, it's going to be total, complete. It's going to be another Venezuela.
Well, if they have the keys to power, that's exactly where this goes, which would be quite unfortunate, George. I do appreciate your call. Yeah. It is selective use of facts. This is how this works for the Democrats. They will focus on the facts they want to focus on and a distortion of facts. That's how it works. By the way, if you would like to join us, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I love this story. Because it's time. It is past time for people to fight back in this stupid identity garbage. What am I talking about? Well, there's a high school girl who's now filed a federal complaint for having to race boys who identify as girls. You know what's really sad about this? That you've got children who even have to fight this battle. Where are the adults that allowed this to happen in the first place? This is about the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my life. It really is. What's wrong with these people? Identify as male. Here's what's happened in this particular instance. A female high school student who did not qualify for a track event because two boys who identify as girls ran faster. This is mind-boggling. Well, she's now filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. She said no one in the state of Connecticut is happy about this, but no one has enough courage to speak up. Her name is Selena. And she competes in track at Bloomfield High School in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Not able to qualify for the 55-meter event in the New England Regionals because two spots were taken by biological boys. Selena, saying she's far from the only female athlete disadvantaged by policies that allow transgender girls to compete with biological girls. There have been countless other female athletes in the state of Connecticut, as well as my entire indoor track team. We missed out on winning the state open championship because of the team that the transgender athletes were on. Christiana Holcomb, legal counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal aid group, joined Selena for the interview where she was discussing this, saying the organization filed the complaint to bring justice to Selena's situation. They're asking the Department of Education to step in to investigate and to restore a level playing field for Selena. That's a pretty reasonable request, don't you think? If the two boys who identify as girls had not been allowed to compete, she would have placed sixth and had the opportunity to run in front of college coaches at the New England Regionals. Opportunity ripped away from her.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, on the text line. For the texter who has a Muslim friend. Let's see here. I have to say, if Donald Trump can be painted as a white supremacist, racist, hater for what he said, then Muslims deserve some scrutiny for the thousands of people they actually have murdered, right? Come on, people. I think we have to exercise some nuance here and recognize in every group, there are people who do evil things. We don't broad brush a whole group of people because of the acts of some. And that's not a difficult distinction to make. Not for me, anyway. Trump's Department of State honors the Muslim cleric. Obama's would never do that. because of who the cleric was defending. Are you anti-trans, you sexist? I assume this person is being facetious. I've seen about 20 years plus of Republicans bowing to the bullies, displaying a willingness to cross the aisle to get stuff done. Epic fail. I don't care how much Trump tweets, how dirty he plays, how tough he gets. We are doomed to the crazies taking over if we don't win. And I keep raising the question, win what? What is it we're trying to win? I'm just curious. And I've said this before. If we become like them in the process, we have won nothing. Zero. Zilch. That's my only caution. Dems and Republicans are both great at assigning blame, horrible at solving problems. Well, that's for sure. Vince, about the girl's race, we're told that whatever the truth is, we must believe the woman no matter what. Yet the same people who insist on this creed cannot, nor should you even try, to define what a woman is. The more ambiguity, the better. There's nothing written in stone except global warming. Yeah. Also this. There's no darn group on the face of the earth that tells people and calls the open murder of non-believers than the Muslim faith. Darn it. Vince, you can't even admit that. What in the world are you talking about? See, again, this is what happens when you only hear part of the story. Part of the story. Because I've been raising awareness about this issue of political Islam for years. I think I could argue for a decade at least. So, there's no excusing murder from this talk show host. Chris, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, Vince.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Vince, I want you to be our voice. I don't have a platform like you do. And I heard this morning, I was listening to Bo Thompson's show, and he was interviewing Vi Lyles. And for her to even have second thoughts about possibly canceling or declining the invitation for the Republican National Convention because of what was said, chanted at a rally in Greenville, to me is asinine. And not so much, I can understand the safety aspect, but what I don't get is she said that there's no room in North Carolina for racism. I agree with that statement 100%. But I don't see that as being racist. Why can't you not like somebody without being racist? Ilhan Omar is a piece of trash. She has come out. She condemns the Israels. She said that she's made the statement about white people suffering from help me, Vince, the word I'm looking for.
So you're talking about a white privilege?
White privilege, yes. I disagree with that statement 100%. I mean, there may be such thing as white privilege, but I never suffered from it. I've had to work for everything I've got. I've tried to get government jobs and have been turned down because I'm white. I went in the military, and when I signed up in the military, they told me, they said, listen, when they do promotions in the military, they only take so many from each ethnic group. So if you have any type of other blood, American Indian, anything in you, put other on your application when you're enlisting in the military. So that way you have a higher chance of getting promoted. There is no such thing in my world as white privilege, but regardless, my point is, Bo, I called. I wanted to talk to Vi Lyles. Somebody needs to call her out because it's not racist that people don't like somebody. Now, if they didn't like her because of her skin color, that's racist. They don't like her because who she is as a person. She is an awful person, and yes, I would love for her to go somewhere else. I don't want her in America. I don't want people like that helping make laws in my country that I love so much that I joined the military to serve, to protect. I don't like people like that. And if I say I don't like you, it doesn't mean I'm racist. I'm not racist. As far as the religious thing, I've got a good friend in Florida. He's a Muslim. And me and him, we couldn't be farther apart on politics. But he's a great guy. He's very peaceful. He doesn't believe in all the violence and that the Muslims are accused of, and rightfully so in a lot of ways. But he's not, you can have extremists in any religion. Westboro Baptist Church, for example. Those people are just flat-out crazy, But you can have extremists in any religion, so I'm not going to say just because you're Muslim.
Yeah, I don't allow that word extremist on this program. Define who they are. If you're referring to people who kill people, they are killers. Right. If you're referring to people like the Westboro Baptist Church people, they are stupid haters. Let's define this extremist. You know, extreme is a modifier on something. So it doesn't tell me anything. You know, is somebody an extreme bodybuilder? They're an extreme lover, an extreme, there's got to be something added to it. I hate that word. But anyway, I understand where you're coming from. And Chris, I'm with you on this thing. I would love to talk to Mayor Lyles on this because Chris,
we want you to be our mouthpiece.
Charles, would you reach out to Ms. Lyles for us so we can perhaps have her on this program to have this discussion? Thanks a lot for your call there, Chris. And part of what's missing here is, again, it's perspective. And there are people, because I had this conversation. There was a woman I talked with just this weekend. We were discussing something. I can't even remember. Oh, it was some sort of police incident. And we mostly agreed, but I was raising the question to her, did this necessarily have anything to do with race? And she recognized, I know what it was. She was describing a workplace situation. And I said, you know, this may have had nothing at all to do with race. And she listened to my perspective and thought, wow, I never thought of it that way. But this is the way people are taught. This is taught, learned behavior. If something you disagree with from a person of color, automatically the assumption is it's because of race. And that's not necessarily true. Let's go out to Jerry. Got about a minute here, Jerry.
Okay. Wanted to just reach out to you really quick, Vince. This is Jerry. I wanted to say really quickly the white privilege thing. I want to say that the privilege, we all have privilege, Vince. The privilege is within all of us, so it's really whatever we're willing to tackle in this world that gains us the privilege. Really quickly, I want to talk about the genders. We're at a crossroad, Vince, in this country to where if we're not willing to stand up and call things what they are, face thing for face value, we're really going to go down the drain, Vince. I don't have much time, as you said, so that's really all I want to just reiterate. We're at a crossroad with the genders, with the young teenagers going through certain things. In athletics, once again, we are just simply at a crossroad. We have to make a choice now, and we have to figure out what's a man, what's a woman. That does not mean we hate others. That does not mean we dislike others. It just simply means we call it for what it is, and we
yep.
give everyone the fair opportunity in this world.
Yep, I'm with you, Jerry. We gotta go.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Fair is great, provided fairness brings the lower society up, not bring the upper society down. One perspective on what fairness is. It amazes me. You tell your audience to take the full story in order to form an opinion, yet you take half a story to try to fit your narrative. Hashtag fake news. On what? What is your specific example, sir or ma'am? I would love to hear this. Another person saying, I too was told to lie about my heritage to jump my career in the Navy. Did not and went nowhere. Vince, prefer misguided as opposed to stupid, as in misguided haters instead of stupid haters. Stupid doesn't fit your tentative name calling. Vince, as an admitted and born guilty as sin white devil, the only privilege I have is being born a free American. Yeah. I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, and let me remind you, moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. As a child, when I had a pattern of misbehavior, I got correction. When my sister behaved appropriately, she got privileges. Privileges are earned. if a group of people consistently show bad behavior, they will get the benefit of privileges. Felons, for example. Fair, maybe not, but continued good brings privileges. Some of the perspectives on the broadcast this morning. Let's go out to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning, sir. Nice to talk to you. I was commenting about the Muslim cleric, and my question is, you know, I haven't read enough books to find out fully, but that there's supposed to be a dogma, belief, whatever, that, you know, there was at once upon a time where Islam, you know, did not believe in killing people in the jihad, even though it's done it most of the history of Islam has been doing this. But supposedly there is a strain or a group that who do not believe in that, of killing innocent people. Because, like, you know, what they're doing in Nigeria and many other places where they persecute Christians, Pakistan, where we do nothing to stand up for the Christians. I mean, we stood up for Muslims in Bosnia, but we didn't, you know, we never seemed to stand up for the Christians in Sudan and all the rest of the world. But I would just kind of wonder, you know, does anybody know about that, you know, that there used to be, and why don't more people of the Islamic faith stand up, you know, and criticize the fact of these people who are doing these terrible things, and try to form an organization to basically, you know, against them, at least by advertising or something.
There are some. Dr. Zudi Jasser, who we've had on this program, fits in that category. Joe, I would encourage you to read about him. And also, if you'd like more information on this, by the way, and I think this is the important distinction that needs to be made, there's a difference between the religious Islam and political Islam. In fact, there's a great website. We have had Bill Warner on this program. The website is called politicalislam.com. Politicalislam.com. And it's kind of interesting here at the top on the homepage. Political Islam has subjugated civilizations for 1,400 years. This guy is brilliant. I've talked with him on and off the air. Just love his material. It really puts all of this in perspective. Gene, good morning. Welcome.
Yes, I wanted to answer Joe a little bit briefly before I come into my topic with you. The Quran, you have to understand the Quranic definition of a human being. Anybody who is an infidel is not regarded as a human being in the Quranic definition. This is Muhammad's definition. So I'll leave that there for others to investigate. I'm calling as one who considers himself a lexicographer, and how the language has changed quite a bit, and things that you're aware of these things. Notice over the past 2-3 years in particular, if we have disagreements with anybody, number one, if you disagree with somebody on a political or social point, you're actually engaged in a collusion to affect the outcome of an election. If you disagree with somebody on some matters, you're engaged in obstruction of justice. Then now we have, if you disagree with somebody, you're a racist. And there ought to be a broader definition of that, because if a black man disagrees with me, either he hates white people or he hates Italian Jews, okay? So I'm wondering, what is it? Now, if I disagree with Cuomo, and I'm of Italian ancestry, what does that make me? A nativist? Anyway, I want to ask you a question. What do you call people, whether they be white or black, that disagree with Dr. Ben Carson, Dr. Thomas Sowell, Dr. Alan Keyes, and perhaps have no real appreciation for the work of Dr. George Washington Carver? What do you call them? Racist? You like what I'm saying here, Vince?
I know. I know exactly where you're going. There's some unfortunate inconsistency here, and which is the point that you're raising. I appreciate your call there, Gene. Let's go out to Wes in Greenville. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. You know, Vince, I know there are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.